Mornings are better with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
They make me laugh.
On Star 102.5.
We are so happy to have her on the show with us this morning. You can catch her tonight on TV, Channel 13, for American Ninja Warrior. It's a race car driver, Iowa native here, McKenna Hassey, joining us. Hey, welcome to the show, McKenna. Thank you for coming in. We really appreciate you taking the time this morning. I know you said you're not really a morning person, but
I can be.
Okay, you can be. That's right. Well, congratulations, first of all of your success, because you have made quite a name for yourself. First woman to ever win a Sprint Cup race, right, at Knoxville, right?
Yes, correct.
And how old were you when you did that?
I was 18 when I got my first one, and I've won five total.
Five total. Mm-hmm. 18. You went to high school at Carlisle, which you just told us was the best years of your life.
Oh, yes. I really loved my school and my high school and my friends, and it gave me a sense of normalcy when I was racing on the weekends and traveling all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun. Now, what got you into racing? Is this something that a family member did, or how do you get into that?
I met a NASCAR driver in a shopping mall when I was on vacation with my family when I was in third grade. And then that's how I started following racing in general. And then I had a cousin that also started racing. That's kind of how I found dirt track racing.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember the first time you ever got on it?
Oh, yeah. I drove another boy's car after the races were over one night.
And?
I didn't lift. Ran it out of gas.
You did.
And then owned a race car within a week.
Okay. Now, you're already throwing out terminology. I don't know because I don't follow racing. But I do have to ask you about this tweet you put out Saturday night. You said, rolling down the front stretch in Knoxville races with a turn one view of a cushion on the fence with a big lightning backdrop was exhilarating. What does that even mean?
So in sprint car racing, we race on dirt mostly, and the track starts out at the beginning of the night kind of even because they water it and pack it. But then as the night goes on, we push all the dirt up towards the wall.
Okay.
And so the middle of the track turns kind of like ice because it slicks off. And then the top is kind of this like wall of mud. And your goal is to get your right side tires. Like you go down the front stretch, full throttle, like 100 miles an hour. And then you kind of just barely turn, don't lift, don't brake. And then your goal is to hit this like rail of mud.
Is that the cushion?
Yeah, that's the cushion.
Oh, boy.
And if you get over it just a little, it's not that far off the wall. So like that night, if it's on the wall, it's as gutsy as it gets. And because if you miss, you're like, that's the wall right there. And if you're below it, you're in the ice. So you're sliding. So you have to be on it. But if you get over it just a little, you could like you'll flip pretty much.
Oh, wow. Well, and you know, because you've had a bad accident, at least one bad accident, right?
Yes, I've been in the ambulance twice at Knoxville.
Mm-hmm. Well, that takes a lot of guts to get back in, I got to tell you, because that would take one accident for me, and I'd be like, you know, this is not for me.
Yeah. And what did you hurt?
The worst injury I had was a guy driving the side of my head at full speed at Knoxville. We don't have doors or anything like that. And I had a concussion.
Oh, man, that is terrible. And I can't believe then you get back in the car. I mean, that takes a tremendous amount of focus and courage to be able to do that. But, gosh, good for you.
Or is it just you're so young you don't think about it?
I would say after the concussion crash was definitely an eye-opener for me because you kind of think you're invincible, but you do just kind of get used to it and you get better at learning how to crash, if that doesn't probably make sense, but you just kind of learn how to relax and like roll with it, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, kind of like the rest of us learn how to fall a little, kind of?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Not the same thing.
I was going to say, no one's ever come close to running over my
That's
head.
That's true. That's true. All right. So, so tonight, America Ninja Warrior, you have a big watch party going on. So why don't you tell everybody what's all going on with that tonight first?
So my watch party will be at Emerge Academy in Grimes from 6 to 8. And the first hour is going to be like you can play on the obstacle course and we're going to have a little ninja expo where you can watch the pro ninjas, I guess. And then the second hour we'll be watching my episode.
Okay.
Right. Now you can't tell us how you did, but you can talk about the experience. I mean, was it tougher than racing?
Ooh, I would say there's a lot of similarities. It's very nerve-wracking because everybody there is really good. And because of that, they make the course hard on purpose because we're all ninjas, so we can all kind of do the same stuff. And so they like to throw little things out there on the course that trip us up. And it's very short and very intense, like a sprint car race, but it's really fun too, though. I mean, it's quite the experience. Like, you feel kind of like you're in a video game.
Yeah,
live.
It is. It's like kind of like Game of Frogger. That's old school video. I'm sure you've probably never played that video game, but that's all right. Well, good for you. You walked in when we shook hands. I said, that's quite the grip. Mm-hmm. I can tell you have that good grip strength. So I'll look forward to seeing how you do.
It's probably how you hold onto the wheel out of the car. I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, what's this movie? If you're just joining us, we're talking with McKenna Hasse. Of course, she's the race car driver, going to be on American Ninja Warrior tonight. What's this movie that they're making about you? What's up with that?
So Fox Sports and NASCAR Productions is doing a documentary or a short film on my life story and also the story behind my driver development program and one of the drivers in my program. And I was in a sermon at Lutheran Church of Hope, and they showed that to the NASCAR production team.
Wow, okay.
And that's how they heard my story. And so they were going to do a few stories on grassroots racers across the country, but when they heard the story about like me and the kid that drives for me, they decided to do kind of the whole thing on us. So
very cool.
They filmed it a couple weeks ago, and it'll supposed to air around July 3rd.
Okay. On Fox Sports?
On Fox Sports 1.
Mm-hmm. Fox Sports 1.
Awesome.
On July 3rd, you said. Okay. Well, we're going to watch tonight. Of course, McKenna Hasse on American Ninja Warrior tonight. And she has that watch party going on she was talking about here just a few minutes ago. Really nice to meet you and hear a little bit about your life. Very interesting. Good for you. Congratulations and continued success.
Right. Good luck.
Thank you.
McKenna Hasse, absolutely. Thank you.
Des Moines Hometown Show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.